Greetings. I've been stirred in my heart for the past few days to address the subject of unity. I did a quick search over my past blogs and found a blog from July of 2019 that addressed this subject in an excellent way. I felt to repost that blog today as a reminder to us all. Part of this blog is a testimony of what my granddaughter Zaria saw at age 4. She is now 7, and she is still prophetically hearing God's word of life. Jesus must be the center of our lives in all things. Without Jesus as the center, we cannot know true unity. Without knowing Jesus at the center, we cannot know our true identity. He is the center of our identity as individuals and as the family of God. When we put God in his proper place in our lives, we find the true testimony of life. We are to be in his likeness and image. Man is not the center of our world. God is. The Holy Spirit is God in us, upon us, and with us in all things. He has come in the character, nature, way, power, and authority of the name of Jesus. It is Holy Spirit who inspires our spirits to cry out to God, Abba, Father. We are living in a time when God wants to reveal unity through diversity. True unity is not found in the place of man being the center of the world. It is found in the place where Christ is in the center of the room. When my granddaughter, Zaria, was 4 years old, she was video recorded by her parents presenting what I believe to be excellent theology. She had several pillows on the floor in the living room of their house. There was a pillow in the center, small pillows to the side, and two big pillows on either side of the pillow in the center of the room. She explained to her parents that the little pillows were the Holy Spirit. She said, "You ride them like a horse." This is good theology. Holy Spirit is a sevenfold spirit that is like a horse. Riding a horse is prophetically symbolic of moving in the strength of the flesh. Perhaps riding the Holy Spirit like a horse is moving in the power of God's Spirit and not the power of the flesh. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowing, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Like many little pillows in Zaria's illustration, Holy Spirit knows exactly what aspect of the Spirit is needed in each and every situation. Zaria also told her parents that the pillow in the middle was Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes in the name of Jesus, but does not replace Jesus in the center of the room. In order for us to be able to move in the Spirit, we must see Jesus in the center of our lives. We must see Jesus in the center of the room. In the back of the room was a very large pillow. Zaria said the large pillow behind all the pillows was God. The Apostle Paul wrote that all things will be summed up in Christ, and that when this happens, Jesus will present all things to the Father. The Father is God. He is behind everything and the object of the summing up of all things in heaven. In the very front of the room, on the other side of the pillow representing Jesus, was another large pillow. Zaria said that this pillow was the Holy Wife. Perhaps the Holy Wife is the body of Christ upon the earth. Zaria said she keeps her songs in the Holy Wife. The body of Christ must always be filled with the song of life, the song of the Lord, in order to carry the testimony of the Holy Wife. I believe that Zaria's concept with pillows is good theology. In order to be the living room of Christ, we must be in the place where God and His Trinity can be found. Jesus is in the center of the room. God the Father is behind everything. The Holy Spirit is the means by which we move forward. And the Holy Wife is what we become with the testimony of the new songs of God for every new season of His will. Good job, Zaria. Gopa, Grandpa, still thinks you have great theology. I think we should all embrace this theology in our lives. Psalms 133, 1 through 3, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore." God doesn't bless unity. He blesses Zion. Zion is the place of the manifest presence of heaven on earth. It is the place where the anointing oil on the head of our eternal high priest runs down his face, down his garment, and touches the earth. It is the place where the dew of heaven touches the little hill of Zion. This is where God commands the blessing, and that blessing is life forevermore. The result is a testimony of unity. Unity is not the starting point. It is the finished testimony. It comes when everyone finds heaven's grace in the same place. If God simply blessed unity, we could all agree to be religious. We could agree to lie, or we could all agree to hate, expect some form of blessing from God. God doesn't bless our agreement. Our agreement comes from the place of God's blessing. The place of his blessing is the place of his kingdom invasion in our hearts. That kingdom invasion is one of knowing God and becoming a testimony of him in the earth. We must be a house of God's presence before we can be a community of his testimony. We must be a community of his testimony before we can be a people of his purpose. Our Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus Christ are the source of our true unity that comes by diverse individual experiences that express the testimony of the Holy Wife among the nations of the world. We must be filled with the song of the Lord, the song of life and love in Christ. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.